The squad's gone from strength to strength over the season, and I think it'll continue throughout the years. You can see where they were 4 years ago and now where we are. So we're coming on strength and strength, and we just want to keep building.
This is not really a team or a squad that's about individuals, but how pleased are you with your own form recently? You've got a few goals lately. You've got a bit of a partnership going with Ashley Barnes. How happy are you as an individual in this group?
I'm just happy to be playing good football and to be winning games. And as long as I can contribute to the team and win games, help win games and things like that, that's the main thing. Enjoying your football is the best part about it, having fun and keeping a smile on your face. And you only do that when winning games. So it's nice in that sense.
Is that something that's really conscious within this squad, that it is about the group and about the club rather than the individual? There isn't particularly a go-to player or anybody that's kind of, you know, stands out in terms of a top name or whatever?
I don't think anybody thinks of it like that. I just think it's just how we are as a dressing room, and it's just more natural than anything. Nobody thinks about it. We're just that type of characters, which is nice to see.
When you came here, could you have imagined at this stage of the season being seventh in the table and people talking about European football and all these other things that are going on at the moment?
I didn't think it would go as well as I did. Didn't think we'd be up at seventh, but I believe would be safe and fine, because as soon as I stepped through the building the first week or two, I could see the quality that this team had and what it brought to the Premier League, and I thought we'll be all right and we'll be safe. So it was nice to know that all our good fortune and good players now put us in stead for that.
Is it borderline fairy tale stuff to have Burnley Football Club where they are almost the best of the rest outside the top six in that table?
Fairy tale would be winning the Premier League, but that's fairy tale. That's one thing that probably would never happen, because that's what fairy tales are. A dream and a goal, ambition, drive, that's what all this is about. And just taking us as far as we can and building on a squad to make it even better.
Obviously, Leicester winning the Premier League was a fairy tale a few years ago. Could it almost be a sort of mini version of that, what's happening here at Burnley, like you say, not actually winning it, but having such a good season with the resources and all of those things?
Look, I'm sure that's what people could say come the end of the season if that's the case. But we won't be thinking about that until the end of the season. We just focus on the next games, and that's what's crucial to us.
You've got the old former club thing, haven't you, in terms of Leicester. Is it always a strange thing because you've had an association and a relationship with clubs and fans and people, or is it such a turnaround these days?
On the day, you don't take much notice of it. It is just another game, and it's up against a team you play for. But normally, by the time you come around to play a new team, half the team's changed, the squad's changed. There's only three or four left, especially when it was 4 years ago since I was there. So it's one of those that it's nice to play them. It's nice to see them up there with us. But of course, we want to do well and we want to win the game.
And of course, big implications in terms of that seventh place if you can win the game.
Yeah, I mean, it'll obviously help. It'll obviously hinder them as well. But it's for us, it's just about going out and continuing our running, continuing our football and seeing where it takes us.